Well, there is power in the blood of Jesus Christ, and I think we've felt that here this morning. Job chapter 1. Job chapter 1. I'm going to begin a series on fear factor. What I want to do over the next few weeks is to talk about some of the fears that we have in common, and then go to the Bible and show you how the Bible characters dealt with fear. Fear is no respecter of person. It touches every person. In the Bible, we're told almost 200 times to fear not. And so what I want to do is show you how to deal with the fears of life that we face that are so common to us. If you struggle with any kind of fear, then you are not alone. I looked this up and I found that there were over 500 phobias that are mentioned, you know, in things that we fear. So that's a lot of phobias to have. You know, we use different words for fear. Some of them I've written down is worry, anxiety, intimidation, unsettledness, dread, have to be uneasy about something, alarm, distress, apprehension. All those are words that we use for fear. George Washington had a fear. You know what it was? He was afraid to be buried alive. Nixon, President Nixon, had a fear. He was afraid of hospitals. Napoleon had a fear, and he was afraid of cats. So imagine that, the great military leader. So when we talk about fear, here's what I'm asking you. What is your fear? What are you afraid of? What keeps you up at night? I heard this story about, I don't know if this happened or not, this is a story, so anyway. This salesman was going to have to give this big speech to the CEO. And so you know what the number one fear that we all have is. The number one fear is what I do every Sunday morning, and that is speaking in public. And so that's still the number one fear that most people have is public speaking. But anyway, this salesman was going to have to give this big speech, you know. And so he went to the psychiatrist. And the psychiatrist was going to help him with overcoming his fear of public speaking. So they got into the session, and the psychiatrist did this hypnotic top deal with him, and he says, you know, I want you to think about your speech and what you need to say, and I'm going to count 1, 2, 3, and you're going to remember everything about your speech. And it happened. I mean, it was great, and it worked. But psychiatrist says, now don't say 4. Don't go 1, 2, 3, 4, because if you do, you'll forget everything about your speech. So this salesman got real excited. He went home. He practiced at home on his family, and it was great. He went to work, and he practiced on his buddies at work, and it went great. And so the big day came for him to give this big speech. He got up, and it was time for him to speak, and he was trying to remember everything, and he says, 1, 2, 3. And the CEO said, why did you say 4, 4? He forgot everything that he studied, okay? You got to think about that. What is your fear? What brings you fear? Look at Job chapter 1 and verse 20. Job chapter 1, verse 20. Listen to the scripture. Then Job arose, tore his robe, and shaved his head. And he fell to the ground and worshipped. And he said, naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return there. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The key takeaway that I want you to take from this message today is this. God is the answer to all our fears. We see this in the life of Job. When we talk about Job today, I'm going to point out some things from his life that I hope that will help you. You see, we need to have a biblical response to fear because fear is a reality. I mean, it is something that we deal with. And so today we'll look at Job's response to fear and how he learned to deal with that. But really what Job found was that God was the answer to his fear. You see, what we do, we live in the past, present, and future. But God doesn't live in the past, present, future. God lives in the eternal present. There's no past with God. There's no future with God. I mean, He is eternity, and so He lives in the eternal present. When we talk about fear, usually what we talk about is something that may happen. We talk about something that might happen. And so those words seem to dominate us when it comes to the fear that we experience. But what Job learned was this: God is everywhere present. How did Job know this? What did God do in Job's life to make him have this conviction? Well, first of all, in this passage that I read, here's what Job did. Job looked back and he reflected on the goodness of God. And all that happened to Job, you know what happened? He had heartache. He had suffering. I mean, a lot of stuff. A lot of natural disaster here is going on in the life of Job. I thought about this a lot this week with Hurricane Michael. I have family in Albany, Georgia. That's not very far from Mexico Beach. And I really thought about this as I was preparing today. But if you look in the scripture in Job 1, and I'll just point these verses out to you if you have your Bible open there. In verse 13, it tells about all that Job had, his livestock. And then in verse 15, raiders came. They killed some of his livestock. They took away, they killed his servants. Verse 16, fire fell from heaven. Natural disaster there. Burned up his sheep and servants. The Chaldeans came in, verse 17, raided the camels and killed the servants and things like that that happened. Verse 19, a great wind, a tornado, hurricane came, and you know it just struck the four corners of the houses, and houses collapsed. His children were killed. And then you come to the passage I read, what did Job do? And all that, he fell down and he worshiped God. So in the midst of all the tragedy that happened to him, what did he do? He worshiped God. 1986, I was pastor at New Friendship Baptist Church. It's a pleasant afternoon, and Wheel of Fortune was on, Jeopardy was on, that kind of thing, and we were at home in the living room, and here came a tornado just out of the blue. It hit the house that we lived in. Nancy and Franklin and I, we got in the front room. You know, trees falling on the house, windows blowing out. We picked glass out of the sheetrock. I can't tell you how many years after that happened. It just devastated. The community we lived in looked like Mexico Beach when we were able to get out of the house. And so what I'm saying is after that, you know, every time it stormed or whatever, I mean, we had a fear of that happening again. There's a lot of things that happen in life that cause us fear. You look at all that happened to Job. Look at what he lost. And you add up the losses of life here, and I mean, seemingly, you know, one thing after another going on, and yet, where did he go to find the answers for this? He looked back on the goodness of God. Even in his losses, he saw the goodness of God. The Bible tells us that God is good. Psalm 119:68, the psalmist said, God, you are good. You come to the New Testament, John 1 John 4:8-6. The Bible says, God is love. So when you think about God, you think about a God of goodness and a God of greatness. You see, that's the answer to the fears of life many times that we go through. It may not be fear of natural disaster like Job was. It may not be fear of death. It may not be fear of the future. But whatever it is, you know, we find the answer in the goodness of God. And we find the answer to our fears in the love of God. What I'm trying to do this morning is to give you a biblical foundation for those things that bother you, for those things that cause uncertainty in your life, to show you the biblical foundation of the characters from the Bible. The Bible tells us in Job 1:1 that Job was a man who had faith in God. And the reason he could make it through what he went through is because he had this foundation of faith in his life. There's a second thing here in this passage that I want to point out to you. Where Job looked also, Job looked ahead to his death, and what he remembered was the promise of God. He said, I came into this world with nothing. He says, I will go out of this world with nothing. The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And so as you go through Job's life, here's one of the keys that you see. Job was looking to the future promises of God. You see, Job understood this. The loss of livestock, the loss of his family, the loss of his wealth, all of that was temporary. All that we have in this life is temporary. But what are the promises of God for the future? The promises of God for the future. Revelation 21:3-4 would be a good place to start. One day we will dwell with the God that we believe in, the God that we love forever. And the Bible says this, that in that time and in that day, what is God going to do? God is going to make everything new. Everything will be eternal. There's no more temporary. What's going to happen? There'll be no more sadness. There'll be no more sorrow. There'll be no more death. There'll be no more heartache. Why? Because all of those things are temporary. Those things here in this life cause a lot of fear for us. They cause a lot of problems. There's a lot of uncertainty today about the economy. We have a fear of, well, you know, we all have that fear of death. We all have fear of circumstances that are beyond our control. What happens if I lose my job? What happens if I don't have a place to live and things like that? All those things, you know, concern us. But where Job was looking here was to the future. And he says, I know this. He says, anything that I have in this life, I know that it came from God's goodness. It came from God's grace. I didn't bring anything into this world. I'm not going to take anything out of this world. And in the New Testament, that's what you find in the book of Timothy. Paul says in Timothy, we brought nothing into this world, and we can take nothing out of the world. And so a lot of times, you know, we look for security in temporary things, but that's not where true security is found. True security is found in faith in God and trust in God. Even though Job, you know, had lost a lot, and Job had gone through a lot of things here, you see, his foundation was secure. Why? Because the Bible says that he was a man who had faith in God. I like what Job said in Job 19:25. Listen to this. He's looking to the future. He's looking to the promises of God for the future. For I know, Job 19:25, for I know that my Redeemer lives, and that He shall stand at the last on the earth. And after my skin is destroyed, this I know, that in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold and not another. Listen to this. How my heart yearns within me. Amen. The promise of God. Knowing that God is good. Knowing that God is a God of love. Job says, my conviction about God doesn't change. Look at his losses. Look at Job's suffering. Look at the fear that he must have had, you know, not knowing what was going to come next in his life. But he remained faithful in his faith to God. This I know, that my Redeemer lives. He is our Redeemer. He's redeemed us from sin. He paid the price for our salvation. That is our faith. That is our future. That is our promise that He has given to us. So He's looking forward to that. Jesus Christ is our Redeemer. Job says, I know that. I know He's my Redeemer. That is something that cannot be taken away from me. That is a fear that I do not have. Understand what he's saying here. Job was ready to meet God. And all these things that happened, and all the losses of his life, it reminded him that it's all temporary, that one day he would stand before God, that one day he would face him, but he says, I will be okay because he is my Redeemer. What great faith. What great confidence he had in the future. My eyes will behold him. And not another. Can you imagine seeing God face to face? Do you see how all the fears of life dissipate? When we think about these things, when we know that God is God, and He says, my heart yearns within me. When you saw all the devastation and loss of life this week in Florida, South Georgia, places like that, did it touch your heart with compassion? You see, we need to pray for those people who have lost loved ones because of the hurricane. Those who've lost houses and those who can't find family members today. I mean, there's something in us that should pray for them. And see, that's where our heart yearns. We long for that day when there's no more sadness. We yearn for that day when there's no more disappointment. We long for that day when there's no more natural disasters and no more fear of what could happen. Job says, I long for that day. It is within me to long for that. So how do we do that? How do we get there? Well, you know, in the New Testament way, we've got to admit God's love for us. We've got to believe that Christ died and rose again for us. We've got to commit our faith to God and believe in Him, and that's where the foundation comes. Going back to our passage that I read, there's a third thing here Job did. What he did was to look up, and he relied on God's presence and God's power. Was his faith tested? Yes, it was. But he knew God's presence was with him. He knew that God's power was with him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord gave, the Lord take away. I brought nothing in, going to take nothing out. He just fell on the ground and he worshiped God. So he recognized God's power. and he recognized God's presence in his life. Let me show you something else from the book of Job. Job chapter 42. Job chapter 42 and verse 12. Listen to what the Bible says here. We're talking about the power of God. We're talking about the presence of God and the fears of life. In verse 12, the Bible says that the Lord blessed the latter days of Job more than his beginning. How is that possible? How could God do that? Well, because God is all-powerful. God's presence is with us. But if you read here in verse 12, it talks about his livestock. 14,000 sheep. If you compare that to chapter 1 of Job, I want to show you something from the Bible, okay? If you compare that to Job 1, and you look at that inventory and you look at those numbers, these numbers right here in the last chapter are doubled. In the beginning, he had 7,000. Here, he's got 14,000. And you can do the comparison here in this passage as the Bible goes through it. 6,000 camels, he had 3,000 in to start with. So everything was doubled. And then you come to verse 13. He also had 7 sons and 3 daughters. You say, well, how is that? That number is not doubled there. How could it be doubled? Because he had 7 sons in heaven and 3 daughters in heaven. God blessed him doubly. When he came to the end, the Bible says in verse 16 that Job lived 140 years. Job died old and full of days. So what are we talking about here? Here's what we're talking about. I don't understand the natural disasters of life. I don't understand that. There are things that we cannot explain. I can't understand what all happened to Job. We know in the beginning that God in heaven, he had a conversation with Satan. Now, I don't know that Job ever knew that. Job didn't know what had gone on in heaven between this conversation with God and Satan. He didn't know that. You see, there's a lot of things we don't understand that's happening in heaven today that God knows all about. We don't understand. There's a lot of things in life that cause us fear because of might and maybe that we don't understand. I'm sure Job did not understand the purposes of God until he got to the very end. And then he understood that. I'm sure a lot of things in Job's life, you know, that we look at, you know, caused him, you know, uneasiness. It caused him pain. It caused him all these things that he went through. But here's the point. He never lost his trust in God. You see, Job learned the same thing we need to learn about the fears of life. God is enough. God is enough. May not understand it, but I know that I can trust Him. I know that all things are working together for good to those who love Him. I know God has a purpose. I may not understand it, but I know that, and I know that I can trust Him. You see, if God's not enough, folks, where are we going to turn? If plan A is not it, then there's not plan B. If God is not enough, then where are we going to go? Job found that God is enough. And all that he went through, you see, he put his faith and trust in God. Psalm 46:1, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. Question of fear is real. I mean, it's a real thing. It happens. But if we do what Job did, you know what he did? He replaced fear with faith. Replace the fear with faith. To trust God, to believe in God, to know that He is God. Paul said it this way in 2 Timothy 1:7, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So, we may not understand it. We may not be able to figure it out. There may be things that keep you up at night. There may be something that you're having anxiety about now. You don't know what the answer is. Trust God. Put faith in God. That's our faith. That's the foundation of the Bible. That's the foundation of what we believe. We believe that God is God. And when we say that we believe that He's God, that means this, that He's in control. God is in control. Through the storms of life, through the difficulty of life, through the losses of life, through all those things that cause us fear. You know what Job found? Job found that he could trust God and keep his faith in God. We can bring our fears to him. Why? Because he can handle it. We can bring our fears to him and replace those fears with faith. I don't know what you think about one day standing before God. But in some ways, you know, there's a fearful thing about that. I think it's a healthy fear, you know, to know that one day we'll stand before Him. Some people don't want to think about that, and the reason they don't want to think about it is because they're not ready to meet God. But one day we will all meet God, and we will stand before Him. And here's what I know on that day, just like Job, we'll see him face to face. And we'll know him as our Redeemer who died on the cross for us. That's why I'm not afraid to meet him. Because I have that confidence and I have that faith of that relationship with him. And that is the relationship that we need to build our foundation on, the Lord Jesus Christ. If you don't have Him as the foundation of your life, I'd encourage you to receive Him, trust Him, and put your faith in Jesus Christ and have that foundation. You see, He loves you. He died on the cross for you. He rose again for our justification. He's seated at the right hand of the Father. And here's what He says. Come to Me. Come to Me with your fear. Come to Me. And I will give you what you need. God is enough. Let's stand, please, for our prayer. Lord, we thank You today for Your Word. We thank You for this great example from the Bible. Lord, we just can't imagine what Job went through. I mean, it's just beyond us to know how we would even feel or approach what he did. But his story is in the Bible for a reason. And the reason this story is in the Bible is to give us an example. What a great example to follow. Lord, we know that fear is a reality. It touches every person in this building today. It may not be the same. The circumstances may not be the same. But fear is no respecter of person. Lord, in your word, you tell us over and over again to fear not. We struggle with that because we're in the flesh. We struggle with that because of might or maybe. But Lord, through it all, we can trust you. Because we know that you're a good God. You're a great God. You're a God of love. We may not understand it. There may never be any explanations on this side of eternity for it. But we know this, that you are enough. Father, I pray that we would bring our fears to you and leave them at the foot of the cross. I pray for those this morning who need to establish a personal relationship with you, that they would come today and say yes to this invitation to receive Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. And then they will be ready to meet you. In your name we pray. Amen.